One of the biggest questions facing Barbados and other tourism-dependent countries is that of balancing public health with the reopening of the tourism industry, a sector that has been virtually closed because of COVID-19. Well, the World Health Organization is promising some assistance in this regard. Dr. Maria Van Kerkhove of WHO.
I mean, we are working very closely with the travel and tourism industry to support them in the process of opening up and the process of having travel that's safe and making sure that we reduce the risk of transmission within facilities related to travel. So we do have a series of documents out on guidance around hotels. We're working with the airline industry to look at the safe resumption of flights. And we will have more guidance coming out in the coming days on this to be able to support the safe reopening. But it is important that while people travel through the whole process of travel, you know, leaving their home to where they reach their destination, that is done in a safe manner. And not only is it important for the industry and the airlines and the hotels to be able to offer safe experiences, we need individuals to also play their role. And for example, the DG highlighted this in his speech today. It's important that everyone at an individual level know what they can do to protect themselves, to protect their families, to protect their communities from infection and from onward transmission. And this includes the basics. It includes all of the basics of physical distancing of at least 1 meter, making sure you practice respiratory etiquette, that you wear a mask when you need to wear a mask in situations where you can't do physical distancing and where there's transmission, making sure that you practice hand hygiene. All of these things need to be practiced globally as we move forward, as this pandemic evolves.
WHO Executive Director Dr. Michael Ryan says it is the responsibility of each state to put the necessary protections in place for its own population.
And we do recognize that countries exist at states of different risks. Countries who have very, very low incidence of disease or no incidence of disease may design measures that may appear stricter than in other countries because the risks to them of importation of disease and the consequence of that importation are much, much higher.
Dr. Ryan observes that travel should be based on public health protections and principles.
They should be measured, they should be reviewed regularly, but in the end, countries are in a position to measure and manage the risk to their citizens, to their society, and to their economy. And as such, as we open up and as we travel between countries, it's really important for member states and others to put in place those measures that they feel are commensurate and are balanced, that protect their populations, while at the same time, as we've seen, balancing risk of disease against lives and livelihoods. Within countries, we see this dilemma. How do we manage lockdowns and how do we manage stay-at-home orders while at the same time protecting lives and livelihoods? That same factor comes into play when you talk about international travel and international trade. You're trying to balance public health risks against lives, livelihoods, economy. And it's not an easy challenge for any government. It is a dilemma. It involves trade-offs. There are no zero risks. And as such, we will support member states in making their risk assessments and coming to measured judgments regarding the risks to themselves and the measures they need to put in place. But ultimately, we would like to see public health-based measures that are reviewed regularly and that we all move towards a new normal that involves us being able to move around and being able to travel and trade in a normal fashion while at the same time managing those public health risks. And we will be issuing more specific guidance in the coming days around that process.
That's Executive Director of the World Health Organization, Dr. Michael Ryan. This has been SAGICOR's Early Business.